All right, tonight we're going to talk about correcting the Baal Koreh. A lot of an important area of halacha, because everyone who ever listens to Leini needs to know when to correct the Baal Koreh, when not to correct the Baal Koreh. Baal Koreh needs to know when he's supposed to be corrected, when he's not supposed to be corrected, and a lot of people are unfamiliar with these halachas. The Tur in Siman Kuf Mem Beis quotes two basic deos about when to correct the Baal Koreh. The shita of the manhig is that you don't correct mistakes, because it's an issa d'oraisa of halbanos p'nei chaveru b'rabim. You're not allowed to embarrass people publicly, and when you scream out when a Baal Koreh makes a mistake, that's halbanos panim. So there's no reason to correct him whatsoever. Just let him go. Let him say whatever he wants to say. And the raya he has from Medrash and Shir Shirim Rabba Beis Dalid, where the Medrash says im kara la aharon haron yatsa. If you read the word aharon without the aleph haron, your yotze. The Medrash says Tosin Avod Zorach of Beis and Beis says that this means that you don't pronounce the aleph, but presumably you keep the patach under the hay at least. So then you're still yotze. The kasha is that there's a rush quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph that says that the Baal Koreh, if the Baal Koreh makes mistakes, people are not yotze, and that's why we appoint the Baal Koreh rather than have everybody who thinks they can lane get up and give it a shot every time they get an aliyah. You have Baal Koreh because if the guy makes a mistake, you're not yotze. So that seems to be against the manig, directly against the manig. So there are two answers to explain the manhig, and these are critical in halacha. Answer number one is maybe the rush only meant lechatchila you should appoint a Baal Koreh, because lechatchila you shouldn't put people up there who don't know what they're doing. But b'di'avad, the person who read made a mistake, you don't correct him still. Second answer is no. Maybe the manhig is talking about a different kind of mistake than the rush is talking about. Maybe the manhig is speaking about minor errors that don't change the meaning of the words, but mistakes that really change the meaning of the words, that's what the rush is talking about. That even the manhig would agree that you should that you should have to correct. It could be that even if you say that like the first day, that the rush only meant the lechatchila, but b'di'avad you wouldn't correct any mistakes. I heard from Rav Yonasan Sachs once that probably that doesn't mean you wouldn't correct any mistakes. It would probably mean if a guy makes a mistake, that's mamish k'mechari from Megadi, if a guy makes a mistake, like instead of reading Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he reads the Dalet as a Reish, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echer, that probably you should correct, because that's something, saying something that's mamish apikorsis, so that probably even the manhig would agree that you would correct. But the two basic deos within the manhig are that you don't correct anything, only l'chadchili you should have someone who doesn't make mistakes, or that you do correct things that would change the meaning, not things that don't change the meaning. Shumas Deshen writes in Chelek Beis and Kuf Pei Aleph that by his rebbeim they used to get upset when people made minor vowelization mistakes, but they were never machzir them, they never made them read over again. That's all within the sheet of the manik. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav writes that even a mistake bediktuk achas, the most minor mistake imaginable, should be corrected. And his raya, he has a few rayas. So goes Maimonides over there in Os Dalet, quotes from Yerushalmi and Megillah that says that you're supposed to read with the Targum and the Taimim and the Mesores, and it sounds like you're Machzirin, so you make him go back for any of those kinds of mistakes, even the Taimim, even very, very minor things, which might mean even Trup. Reb Chaim understood that meant even just for Trup, you would be Machzir him. Rabbeinu Manoach quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tes, Kala Omer, Kala Torah, Min HaShemayim, Chutz Midiktuk Echad, Hareze Bechal Dvar Hashem Vaza. If you say that the whole Torah is Min HaShemayim, except for one little detail, so then you're mocking the Dvar Hashem. So you see from there that every little detail is important, no matter how small the detail is. The difference between the Shvanach, Shvanad, the Rafa V'Chazak, everything, every little detail in Diktuk is critical. Diktuk Echad, it ruins the whole thing. You have to be machzir him. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So what's the halacha? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph says, like the Rambam, you got to correct every minor mistake, no matter how minor. In Yalkut Yosef, he writes that even Svardim don't correct on Trap. That's only a Brisker thing. That's Reb Chaim. They correct even on Trap, but even Svardim don't correct on Trap. Just minor mistakes in Diktuk and in pronunciation, that they'll correct on, but not on Trap. The Ramah, thank God, the Ramah is a little more makel. The Ramah says that you only correct if it changes the meaning of the world, of the word. But Gorinbo, you should get angry at the guy if he makes mistakes that don't change the meaning. You only correct him if it changes the meaning of the word. The Bir Alacha quotes a Gra, though, that has a different Shita, like that matches with none of the Shitas from Rishonim we mentioned before. The Bir Gra says, if he skips or adds a letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, then you would correct him. Because then he's taking a letter out of the Torah, putting an extra letter in the Torah. That you would still have to correct. What if you skip a word but it doesn't change the meaning? Right? So the Bir HaGra would say it's no good. What's an example? Bir HaLacha quotes in Dibra Maskel Aval. He says, Ki ani hichbadati, the Torah says. What if you just say, Ki hichbadati? Doesn't that mean ani hichbadati in the Hebrew language? It means the same thing. You skipped the word. Didn't change the meaning. So that's so Bir HaLacha says definitely machzirin also in that case. Like the HaGra, you would have to correct that. If someone skips a whole word, then it's pasha. The HaGra says even if someone skips a letter, you would be machzirin also. For sure, if someone skips a whole word, you would be machzirin also. If you notice the mistake much later on in the Kriya, Mishra Brura and Sifkat and Beis says you go back to the mistake and read from there till the end. You have to go over everything again. In Sharetzi and Sifkat and Gimli says that's really just a Chumra, that's not Meikra Din. Meikra Din, you would only have to read that Pasuk again, but it looks weird to read that Pasuk and then skip ahead, so we just read that Pasuk and continue to read straight through. But you should know that it's just a Chumra, just to know in case of a Shasad Chag. Mishra Brura and Sifkat and Dalid writes that mistakes that change the meaning could include certain mistakes in Nikud, could also change the meaning. Even mistakes in Trup, the Mishra Brura says, sometimes could change the meaning. The problem is, in order to correct these things, you need to know a little bit. You need to know a little bit of Hebrew, you need to know what the meaning is supposed to be, and you need to know how the meaning is changed by these mistakes. On the other hand, sometimes you can miss out on a full letter, and it won't change the meaning, like the Aharon and Haron example. We know who it's talking about, it's obvious who it's talking about, and it doesn't change the meaning at all. So nevertheless, it's still going to be... that's even though it's missing a letter, it doesn't change the meaning. So it's not so pashut what does and doesn't change the meaning. In Tefillah Kilchsa Perek Tezayin Ha'ara Nun Gimel, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that a regular Ashkenazi should not listen to Chassid's Kriyas HaTorah, because every time he says the word who, he says he, and that changes the meaning. What who means to us is him. He reads it, the chassid reads it as he, that means her, so that's that changes the meaning, and you wouldn't be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah according to Rav Yashiv. What? Chassidim say he. They say he also. Yeah. The Brisker Rav was very makbid about this, not to hear Chassidic pronunciation for Kriyas Torah, but Chaznish held that you are Yotzi B'diavid. That Chaznish is quoted in Shuvas Van Hagos, Chelik Alef Sim Kufnun Dalid, that are Yotzi B'diavid. Svardim, who pronounce the Shem Hashem as if it had a patach, meaning they don't differentiate between the comments and the patach, if they pronounce the Shem Hashem as if it had a patach, so Shurmach writes in that Shuvah, that's a big problem. And you shouldn't, in an Ashkenazi shul, you shouldn't have a Shatzer or a Balkari pronounce the Shem Hashem with a patach. Chaznish was very makbid about this. Rav Shachter told me that it's something worthwhile being makbid about. To tell the, if a lot of times in modern Orthodox institutions, the way they teach children to read, for some reason, even Ashkenazi children, unclear why, but they teach children to not differentiate between a kamat and a patach. So kids grow up all confused because they hear all these different pronunciations and they end up saying the Shem Hashem with the patach instead of with the kamat. That's not correct at all. So there are a lot of people who pronounce every other kamat like a patach, but when it comes to Shem Hashem, they're makbit to pronounce it correctly. They're makbit to pronounce as a kamat. Obviously, if you're Sephardic and that's your pronunciation, so that's what you're supposed to do. But if you're an Ashkenazi, you're not supposed to do that. Now, if a mistake is made in a pasuk that has Hashem's name, so Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yudbei, Simon Mem, goes through the following rules. He says, Meikra Din, you just go back to where you made the mistake and you continue reading. But I have Kvot Shemayim, we go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Our minig is, we go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Now, the minig is to finish, if you already said the Shem Hashem, even though you made a mistake that you're machzirin him for, the minig is we finish the Pasuk, unless the Pasuk has another Shem Hashem between there and the end, you would finish the Pasuk and then go back and say it again. That's the minig, but it's not Meikra Din. If a person said a word twice, even if it changes the meaning, in Licha Shlomo, Parikid Beis, Har Allah Medal, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you don't make him go back if he said a word twice to say the whole pasuk again without the word the second time. The Eshel Avram Mibachach in Madura Tinyana writes that if you missed a Mapik Hey, Beis Isha Nidara, or Beis Isha Nidara, that's what it is. Beis Isha, not Isha as in woman, Isha, her husband. So, or a shvanach, b'makom shvanad, that you don't need to correct something like that, even though l'chora changes the meaning of the word. For some reason he thinks a mapike, those minor dictative differences, the eshel avrami b'chach, it's an important makom to know, because that's the only thing we have to be somich on, he says you don't have to correct in something like that. What about a mila el milara? Person puts the emphasis on the wrong syllable. So the halicha shlomo, parakid beis, siv chav dalit, Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, that you don't need to correct, even if it changes the meaning of the word, like v'yahafta in Kriyashma. Is it v'yahafta? V'yahafta. So you don't have to correct if a person makes a mistake in mila el mila ra. Again, a good maramakum to know, because pashu pshat in the Shulchan Aruch sounds like if it changes the meaning in any way, then you should correct. And sometimes mila el mila ra, Shulchan Aruch sounds like even if it doesn't change the meaning, so Sfardim should always have to correct. But Halach Shlomo says something minor like that, we certainly, Ashkenazim, certainly would not correct. Now, Shmuel Zeshen said Gorin Bo, that even when you don't correct him, you get angry at him. What does that mean? Supposed to like not talk to him for a week? Like, what are you supposed to do? So Rav Shlomo writes in Chubas Van Halgus Chelik Aleph Simchuf Mem Zayin that if he hasn't continued reading yet, you should still correct him to fix on the spot. It just means you're not machzirin also. If he's past that point, you don't send him back. But if he's still on that spot, that's what Gorinbo means. You chop him on that spot to get him to finish up. Now, in terms of responsibilities of a Balkori, Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Mem Beis of Katan Vav writes that a Balkori is responsible to prepare, he has to know the laning well, he has to read it in a way that he doesn't swallow any of the words, that all the words sound clear. In Shar Ephraim, Shar Gimel, Sif Aleph through Gimel, he says, at the same time, on the other hand, you shouldn't go overboard with diktuk to make yourself sound like a joke. Sometimes people are so careful with diktuk, it doesn't even sound like Hebrew. It sounds like he says you shouldn't go that far to make like a whole joke out of it. I mean, you're not trying to make a joke, but he says you should read like a normal person. You should read correctly, but like a normal person, it should sound normal. Now, if nobody prepared the laning, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis says you still need to read with a bracha. You still do read with a bracha, even though no one prepared the laning, and there's vaday going to be mistakes. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin and Ches says that if he's definitely going to make a mistake that's going to change the meaning of the word, then don't make a bracha. If you know he's going to make mistakes that will change the meaning, don't make a bracha. But what you could have is have a guy with a chumash read to him phrase by phrase. If you've ever been in this kind of painful minyan where this has happened, where someone's sitting there with a chumash reading phrase by phrase, Mishnah Berurah says you could do that, so he won't make such mistakes. In Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gilmos Simin Yates, or Moshe writes that the Balkore shouldn't be reading from a Chumash then looking in the Torah and reading, for two reasons. First of all, if Balkore is looking in the Chumash then reading from the Torah, it's likely that he's going to mess up and start reading the words before he actually sees them in the Torah. And second of Moshe says, even if he doesn't start reading the words before he actually sees them in the Torah, he's reading them as he sees them in the Torah, he's not sure that that's called reading it from the Torah. Because if I just saw the Chumash a second ago, it's called reading it from the Chumash, even though I happen to have seen the words in the Torah in between. Rav Moshe is not convinced that that's not called reading it from the Chumash. Rav Menashe Klein in his Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Zayin Simin Yates, disagrees at length with Rav Moshe. He doesn't agree with that at all. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arba, Chalich Shlomo Yud Beis Ches is also completely makel on that issue, that you could read from a Chumash and then look in the Torah and read. So there was a chap that someone came up with, that they had this plastic piece that went over the Torah and put in all the nekudos and the trap. So like you could put like this plastic thing, this clear plastic that just said nekudos and trap, and you'd like put it over the parsha, and then it would be easy. Then anyone could lay it. Then you don't have to prepare it at all. So the poskim discussed this, and Halich Shalom Perakid Beis Haralam Beis, he says, unless it's a major, major shasad chak, he wouldn't be comfortable using it. Rav Sturmbach in Chuvus Van Hagushel Gimel Sim Samuk Vav says, no, you shouldn't use something like that, because then people will think that the trap is written in the Torah. Just like when it comes to getting an aliyah, we have a hakpada that we don't look in the Torah when we're making the brachos, lest someone will think that the brachos are written in the Torah. So vada, when you're looking in the Torah and you see trump and the kudos, a guy who gets an aliyah is going to think the trump and the kudos are written in the Torah, and that's very bad. You don't want someone to think that's written in the Torah. So many of the multiple layers of meaning in the Torah are based on the fact that you could change the words around, and the words could mean so many different things with different nekudos and different trump. And Ravazin and Shevet Alevi Chelches Simon Chavtes writes, just stick with the contingency plans of the Shulchan Aruch. Don't make up our own contingency plans by having this plastic thing. Shulchan Aruch says what to do. Have a guy stand there with the chumash and read to you phrase by phrase, and that's the better thing to do. He's not a fan of Chadashim Yikarov Ba'u, of having these new plastic things put over the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's the halachos of correcting Balkari.